Tom Coughlin's career with the New York Giants first began in 1988 when head coach Bill Parcells hired him as the wide receivers coach.
What I really saw was the way that the organization was run, the continuity, George Young, Bill Parcells, Wellington Mara, and then to see this team get back on its feet and its winning ways. And of course, in 90, we were able to win Super Bowl 25. But it was a wonderful experience for me and one I'll never forget.
Following the 1990 season, Coughlin took the job as head coach of the Boston College football program. After three successful years at BC, the NFL would once again come calling.
Who's this? The Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay. Because they had just come into existence in October of that year, but it was a great responsibility. Start a franchise, you know, hire everybody that touches football in the whole organization, and there's a lot of work involved, very rewarding.
It's not tough enough for you, huh? We can do something about that. We can make it a little tougher for you.
Even the first year was rewarding because we didn't win many games, but they were a tough, and that was the prelude to things to come.
With Coughlin at the helm, Jacksonville would grow into the most successful expansion team in league history. In their first five seasons of existence, they would make the playoffs four times, including two trips to the AFC Championship game. But Coughlin's biggest contribution in Florida may have come off the field. In 1992, one of his former Boston College players, safety Jay McGillis, died of leukemia. So moved was the coach by the young man's battle with the disease that upon arriving in Jacksonville, he started a program named after McGillis.
The J Fund Foundation was established to help families who had children with leukemia or other forms of cancer. It just happened to be that we were in the land of golf, Ponte Vedra Beach, the PGA Tour.
Good evening and thank you as we present the 17th annual J Fund Foundation Golf Classic. Gotta go, it's gotta go.
The J Fund is now in its 18th year of existence. Although its roots are in Jacksonville, Coach Coughlin has brought it with him to the New York metropolitan area, where he continues to help families affected by cancer.
Hi there, how are you?
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan?
Ready? Go, 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 go.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea what the families and the children are going through, and again to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.